Here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 28th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who said half the people in Hollywood are dying to be discovered and the other half are afraid they will be. Lionel Barrymore, born in Philadelphia, 1878. You may have seen him in the movie It's a Wonderful Life, playing the part of the mean-spirited banker Henry Potter. He also played Ebenezer Scrooge on the radio every year in A Christmas Carol for many years. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "All I want is to be the Jane Austen of South Alabama." Harper Lee, born in Monroeville, Alabama, 1926, author of To Kill a Mockingbird, still required reading in many, many high schools. Not everyone was a fan of her book. Flannery O'Connor once said, "It's interesting that all the folks that are buying it don't know they're reading a child's book." It's the birthday of the playwright Robert Anderson, born New York City, 1917, author of Tea and Sympathy, about a relationship between a prep school boy and his housemaster's wife. The boy had gone sunbathing with a male professor, and the student faces accusations of homosexuality from other students, and the wife, a lonely woman, tries to shield him from harm by beginning a romantic relationship with him. The final line of the play, when the wife tells the young man, "Years from now, when you speak of this, and you will, be kind." Robert Anderson, the playwright, once said, "You can make a killing in the theater, but not a living." It's the birthday of the photographer Eric Salomon, born in Berlin, 1886, who bought one of the first cameras with a high-speed lens, which could take pictures in dim light, so he was able to take very casual, candid photographs of famous people at parties without their knowing it, in which they looked relaxed and unposed. And it's the birthday of the poet Carolyn Forché, born in Detroit, 1950, editor of an anthology called Against Forgetting, 20th Century Poets of Witness. Here's a poem for today by Robert Lax, "Greeting to Spring, Not Without Trepidation." Over the back of the Florida basker, over the froth of the Firth of Forth, up from Tahiti and Madagascar, lo, the sun walks north. The first bright day makes sing the slackers while leaves explode like firecrackers. The duck flies forth to greet the spring, and sweetly municipal pigeons sing. Where the duck quacks, where the bird sings, we will speak of past things. Come out with your marbles, come out with your croup. The grass is as green as a Girl Scout troop. In the mall, the stone acoustics stand like a listening ear for the Goldman Band. At an outside table where the sun's bright glare is, we will speak of darkened Paris. Meanwhile, like attendants who hasten the hoofs of the ponies who trod in the shadow of roofs, the sun in his running will hasten the plan of plants and fishes, beast and man. We'll turn our eyes to the sogging ground and guess if the earth is cracked or round. Over the plans of the parties at strife, over the plains and the waiting north, over the average man and his wife, lo, the sun walks forth. Robert Lax, from his collection Tertium Quid, published by Stride Publications, a poem, "Greeting to Spring." That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Consider all that the Writer's Almanac brings into your life: beauty, inspiration, uplift, and insight. Gifts from listeners are vitally important to keep this program strong. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate, and thank you.